There's also, I remember going to Ajahn Mun's home village, because it's quite close to Bujangong, and we went for Teo one day, and I met Ajahn Mun's nephew, and he looked very similar to Ajahn Mun. It was quite strange. Yeah, just talking to him, I asked him when was Ajahn Mun born, and even when we took up the place where there's a birth monument, and then I said, how many houses were in this village when Ajahn Mun was growing up? He said, 8. In the middle of the jungle.
Yeah, but it's also sort of like it's still within living memory.
Right.